This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on Wednesday. And yes, I am excited for this segment coming up. Just like Duffer is so excited when Shayna Goldman comes on every Friday. Because Tessa Bonhomme of the PWHL Jackson Jill podcast. She's fantastic. Gold medal at the 2010 Olympics for Team Canada. She's joining us to talk about the takeover tour and other things. Tessa, how was the beer game hockey last night?
My beer league game. Look, Marty, I had mentioned on our podcast that my team has been losing recently. And it's not just losing, like we've been getting spanked. Like we're 5 minutes in and we're already down 3-0. And it's beer league. I get it. I'm there for the post-game beverages and the chicken wings. Like, but like you, I'm sure you know, when things start to go awry a little too much, your competitive connection in your brain reconnects. Oh, yeah. And like all of a sudden I'm yelling at people to back check. Like it's beer league. They don't want to back check. We're on Olympic size ice. Like we are not interested in back checking. And I'm giving people heck. And I'm like, who am I? Like, why am I doing this? So I was like, I'm going to dial it back a bit. So last night we played and one of my teammates looked at her. I'm like, let's just have fun out there. She's like, yeah, but like, let's at least keep it close. So I was like, okay, good. We're on the same page.
Okay, you'll be a great coach, Tessa. Yelling about back checking, competitiveness. Like you should be a coach.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just best probably tucked away in the corner by myself where no one can see or hear me.
Tessa, how good are things right now for the PWHL with the excitement here in Buffalo of the takeover game coming up on Sunday? But give us the wide brush right now on where the league is at and why even more people should be excited about what we're going to see on Sunday.
Well, it's in a lot better place than my beer league record. That's for darn sure. albeit we only lost last night by 2. I just want to clarify that. It wasn't as bad as all the others. The league's thriving. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, the takeover tour, obviously, you know, it hit the ground running when Amy Sheard mentioned, you know, the league was accepting bids for teams that were willing to host an expansion team. Now, whether that expansion happens this year or in 3 years from now, I'm not sure. However, I think it was really cool to see how many cities actually were eager and willing and excited and their fan bases. It all started out in Seattle. We were there for that one. And to be honest, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I was like, well, they have filled the place. I guess it's good. First of all, that arena is wicked. I love that city. Yeah. And man, they showed up and showed out. It was loud in there and they got all their money's worth. The game went into overtime and a shootout. It was awesome. And then Vancouver followed that up. And then Denver, I'm like, Denver's a good sports city, but like women's hockey, not sure. And then they blew the top off it. I was like, holy shnikes. Like, there's a lot of places that could and want to host a PWHL women's hockey team that are going to have packed rinks similarly to Toronto and Ottawa. They have every single game. Mm-hmm. And Montreal as well. And I feel like, you know, it's nice because I always knew the product was there. I always knew the appetite was there, but now we're actually seeing it city to city to city to city. And like all the cities I mentioned, they're sports cities. Are they hockey cities? Probably not compared to Buffalo. I mean, yeah. Buffalo's a hockey city in my mind, right? I've gone to hockey tournaments there growing up. It just feels like all the places that the league is stopping in are places that just, like I said, have that appetite. The last one we came from was Edmonton. The one prior to that was Quebec City. All of them, mm-hmm. like I said, showed up and showed out. And the fact that I don't think people understand just how crazy the travel schedule is for these women. And the once they get to a city, it's not like they're just getting to the hotel, ordering room service, you know, getting treatment and a massage. They're like out in the community, rubbing elbows with these young ladies, trying to inspire the next generation. And then this is like an all-day affair. And then they've got practice and then they got training and then they got video session and they're getting up the next day and doing interviews and all this stuff. And then they're going to the game and performing and they're actually putting fantastic product on the ice on top of having to do all of this other stuff. So, I'm going to say it here. I'll say it a million times over, but this league and the ladies that play in it is the best league in the entire world. And the fact that they are superstars, they are celebrities, but they in no means act like it. They're so humble. They're so down to earth. They have time for every fan. And if you just look at their social media platforms and the way they present themselves or the way they do interviews, it's not, I always call it, you know, the saltine cracker. Sometimes you get interviews from guys in the NHL, NFL, wherever, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like, is there any personality in there? You never get that with these women. There's always something fun, awesome, and they've always got an angle. It's just great. I love everything about the league. Call me biased because I played women's hockey, but I'm a sports fan. I worked at SportsCenter at TSN covering Habs and stuff with Marty. I love all sports, but there are no athletes like these ones that no one compares on a consistent basis across an entire league.
So it is the New York Sirens and the Boston Fleet at KeyBank Center on Sunday at 4 p.m. Tessa, who should we watch for on those two teams? Because you talk about these women that are superstars. And I think fans are going to say, like, hey, who are we going to see and who should we pay attention to?
Well, let's just start with Boston and the GOAT in the United States, who is Hillary Knight. I mean, she's a weapon. Fun to watch, terrible to play against. I can speak to that. She's a nightmare. She's got one heck of a shot. It's a cannon and she's got a big body. She's so hard to defend and she's so smart. It's wild the way she processes the game. It's wild the way she's been in the game for so long and has still managed to be the best. Mm-hmm. There's Susanna Tapani, who is her centerman. She's from Finland. She's actually she's the Wayne Gretzky of ringette. I'm not lying. She's a multifaceted athlete. She's unreal. Mm-hmm. She's a big, strong centerman who dishes the puck well, but has a knack around the net. And she's feisty. She's feisty as hell. I love it. The other player on that team that I watch is their goaltender in Aaron Frankel. She by far is my favorite tender in the league right now. She's so good. She's played the most games. She's got a 932 save percentage. She's just a rock star and she's cool as. She's not like, and Marty, I say this lightly, she's not a weird goalie. Yeah. Like, or I shouldn't even say weird. She's not a normal goalie. She is a weird goalie because she's like any other player. She doesn't have the strange situation. She's so casual and just like lighthearted all the time. Nothing phases her. And as well on the back end, Megan Keller, star-studded defender, one heck of a shot. She's just cool as a cucumber back there as well and feisty. That's the thing about this Boston team is they bring the grit and it's like they're face washing you. They're in your face. They're giving you an extra nudge after every play. Like they really play gritty hockey and they know how to stay in tight games and get wins in overtime or shootouts. So I'm a fan of this Boston team in case you can't tell. But I'm also a big fan of the New York Sirens. Alex Carpenter has been out with an injury.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'm hoping she'll come back very soon and in time for this game, because she is one of the best forwards, I think, in this league that can not only generate goals, but create chances for her team on a consistent basis. She plays on a line with Sarah Filliere, who was the first overall draft pick in this past draft. Filliere is just a ridiculous hockey player. She packs a punch. She doesn't back down from anything. She's got hands. She can shoot. It's awesome. On the back end, they have Ella Shelton. She has been a force to be reckoned with, along with Jamie Bourbonnais. These two have just been I would say they're up there and two of the most fun defenders to watch in the league this year. And then on the back end, Corinne Schroeder, if she's playing in net, she recently got called up with Team Canada for the rivalry series to be one of their goaltenders. She had been battling for a spot with Toronto Scepters goaltender Kristen Campbell, and it kind of looks like she's edged her out lately. She's played fantastic this year. I think she's got two or three shutouts already on the season. So it's honestly, this is going to be a bloodbath. Both of these teams, like New York's got the New York swagger with that little bit of feistiness, and literally Boston just beats up people. So it's going to be an awesome game.
this takeover tour, as you laid out, has been so incredible to be in 9 different cities. And obviously Buffalo is one of them on Sunday. And I just feel like it just keeps hockey in the conversation on more days of the week, right? When we have more to view. So with that being said, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about US Canada tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
in the Four Nations final. And just, you know, what it's like for you whenever these two countries go head to head, and how you feel on a game day when you're not even playing in it anymore.
Similarly to the way I feel when my beer league team is losing very badly, I get amped up. Like it's emotional, and it's like I said, it's a wiring in your brain, and you're a pathway that I don't think ever goes away or withers up and eliminates itself. It's really cool. And I love the way that the round robin game was approached. I think the Kachuk brothers knew what everybody wanted and delivered quite perfectly. And of course, Canada had to buy in as well. I don't think we're going to see the 3 fights in 9 seconds in the final by any means. I'm pretty sure with all the injuries that are coming about and these players getting knocked up, every franchise is like, hey guys, just play hard. But like, we don't need y'all coming back, you know, beat up and battered, which is fine. That being said, there's still going to be massive hits. There's still going to be huge plays. Goals are going to be celebrated. Like they're going to go at each other. This is a for real rivalry that I think on the women's side has kind of fizzled out a little bit, just based on the fact that these women on the Canadian and American side really had to come together and band together to create this PWHL league. So they became pals. And there was a point where I was like, why is this going away? Like what's happening here? And I was like, oh my gosh, they're all getting along. Like, why don't we hate each other anymore? Yeah. But then you got a player like Abby Murphy, who's going to be entering the league hopefully next year. And she brings that. So the fact that this is happening again on the men's side. And I think it's, it does play into the fact that they truly haven't had a best on best against each other in a long time. And so someone needs to claim that, like, who is the underdog and who is the best. And I know it drives Americans nuts when Canadians say, like, this is our sport. Like, you have to take it from us, when they're like, hold the phone here. Like, we've got Austin Matthews. We got all the Hughes brothers. Like, what are you guys talking about? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I love it. I can't wait for it. What's my prediction? I'm not sure, but I think it'll be a 4-2 final. I don't know who takes it, but it'll be a 4-2 final.
You know, Tessa, you've been in TV and radio and podcasting long enough to know you don't have to make a prediction. You just have to sit on the fence, and it's like good for everybody. Yeah. So that, oh, and talking about the podcast, we have about 30 seconds here. Jox and Jill, like, you and Julia have gotten this platform going. It's fantastic. What, how's the season going, and what are we expecting for the next few weeks here?
It's going great. We drop episodes every Tuesday and Friday morning. What we do is we have our own little banter, shoot the breeze, and then we break down the goings on in the league, games, what happened, important things to know. And then we have an interview with players or coaches in the league, and we do it on a human level. It's kind of like sitting around having a beer with somebody. We got some good laughs that take place. It's less hockey, more personable stuff. So it's a ton of fun for everyone to get to know the players as people. That way, for people, if you don't have, you know, a team in your market, it's an easy way to find a player that you can relate with and then start cheering for that team.
That's a great insight today. People can learn more about your podcast and everything in women's hockey at thepwhl.com. Takeover happens this Sunday afternoon right here in Buffalo, 4 p.m. start at KeyBank. Enjoy tomorrow night's game. Continued success on the season, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game, everyone. It's going to be awesome.
It will be, and we're back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.